Oh, man, that Pharoah Sanders puts a whole new spin on it. So, are you there, Roxy, still?
Yes.
Okay, I've got... See, you can do it. Isn't that incredible? You can read... I can't remember even what I heard. That's really good. Carolyn attempted it. She actually got the horn down a little bit, but... Do it again, Roxy. Do it again. Let's see if I can get this. Oh, yeah, that's close. Okay, if I was around someone doing that repeatedly at me, I might get it. It's great. But you kept doing it. I get it. Then I could be a musician, technically, rather than just abstract.
Well, you're a conductor.
Yes, satellite conductor. Isn't it great playing all that music?
Yeah, Kiro Nomos.
That was a good collage. Whatever I played was good. So, since you're limited for time, Roxy, I have a whole bunch of stuff I asked about the castles a couple weeks ago, so let's hear that, castle-related topics. Yes. And I'm going to mute everybody so it's not corrupted the tape, and then we'll come back to everybody. But now, I can't mute you, Roxy, so make sure
I believe in 7:30, so I don't know.
Yeah, we got an hour and a half. So I don't think I can mute you. Any masturbation, keep to yourself. That's right. Okay, that was such an awesome rant by Ion. We had a very special session today. More tomorrow, probably. Maybe you'll even be back tonight. But I'm going to mute everybody.
All participants are now muted. All participants are now unmuted.
Hey, we're going somewhere else?
Tuesday. Ion.
All participants are now muted.
Just the magnesium in the new mystery landscape. Because see, you don't really have a hypothesis, really, because everything you're doing is in every time is in a new energized field. See, you have no agar. Every time it's a new fresh thing. Every time you do it, it's a new fresh thing. It's just like medicine. It's a new fresh thing every time. So what they're noticing, some people are doing great with it and they just absorb it. But you know how some people can get a hangnail and they're ready for intensive care. And then some people can chop their arm off and say, that stings a little bit. See, so the thresholds are different, number one. Number two, the environment is different that they're in, number two. Number three, then their bodies are changing in that environment from this position, getting them assuaged to a different standard or level. Because you got to realize you tripled the amount of radiation that you're living in naturally. You've tripled it right now. Now, that's being perfect and no GMO, hobo, do, so, mo, so, all that crap. Whatever all that is, we even if you exclude all that, and you never have gluten, and you never eat any whey, and you never eat all this stuff, you still have a different environment. You're still doubling up your radiation, and that's going to double again. There's a few little actions that are taking place. Now, we don't want to marry the mongrels in this conversation, but the married mongrels are going to have a play in your earth. Which also then makes it more valuable, basically. A familiarity breeds contempt. So in a contemptuous world, folks respond in kind. So that's how that works. Meaning, the world is shaking and stirring and they blow their house up where their remag is, and so they gotta get some more. Well, that's a problem. Then they gotta get some more. You know, that sounds silly to say, but that's exactly what you're talking about.
So what that means to me is they'll continue to be screwed up in the world, not be able to cope with the new environment, but all it means is they'll need more remag.
Until it makes them dizzy, and then they got to back it up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, hang in there. Bob's off on another adventure somewhere. I don't think he even knows that he's off the phone line. So hang in there. He'll probably make it back in a little bit.
Participants are now unmuted.
Muted everybody. Hey. So.
Hey, Bill. Do all your other shows have their hosts go on adventures like this?
No.
Well, hardly any of them.
Oh.
No, you're right, Bill. I didn't know that I was off, but I could hear you through the Skype speaker phones come on. So did the first thing didn't get broadcast?
It did.
Or
a few
do
minutes.
It again? Oh no, we got to do it perfect. So I got to redo that. Sorry, people. I don't even know why I didn't even know I was off, and I. Well, maybe I didn't hear you through the phone, Bill, but I could hear you through the speakers. Okay, so let's start over again. Go back to where we were. Mute everybody. Did you unmute people, Bill?
Well, there was dead air.
Right. I can understand that. But I did not know I was gone. Mute all.
All participants are now muted.
Okay, so now we go back to 331. It's important that the conditions that Ian's going to tell you about, the three somethings of our general reality today. Now, why am I all... I guess just because... April 1st. 2016.
Just the magnesium in the new mystery landscape. Because see, you don't really have a hypothesis, really, because everything you're doing is in every time is in a new energized field. See, you have no agar. Every time it's a new fresh thing. Every time you do it, it's a new fresh thing. It's just like medicine. It's a new fresh thing every time. So what they're noticing, some people are doing great with it and they just absorb it. But you know how some people can get a hangnail and they're ready for intensive care. And then some people can chop their arm off and say, that stings a little bit. See? Mm-hmm. So the thresholds are different, number one. Number two, the environment is different that they're in, number two. Number three, then their bodies are changing in that environment from this position, getting them assuaged to a different standard or level. Because you got to realize you tripled the amount of radiation that you're living in naturally. Mm-hmm. You've tripled it right now. Now, that's being perfect and no GMO, hobo, do, so, mo, so, all that crap. Whatever all that is, even if you exclude all that, and you never have gluten, and you never eat any whey, and you never eat all this stuff, you still have a different environment. You're still doubling up your radiation, and that's going to double again. There's a few little actions that are taking place. Now, we don't want to marry the mongrels in this conversation, but the married mongrels are going to have a play in your earth. Which also then makes it more valuable, basically. A familiarity breeds contempt. So in a contemptuous world, folks respond in kind. So that's how that works. Meaning, the world is shaking and stirring and they blow their house up where their remag is, and so they gotta get some more. Well, that's a problem. Then they gotta get some more. You know, that sounds silly to say, but that's exactly what you're talking about.
So what that means to me is they'll continue to be screwed up in the world, not be able to cope with the new environment, but all it means is they'll need more REMAC.
Until it makes them dizzy, and then they got to back it up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Back.
Okay. Ion's back, so let's talk to Ion again. Let me mute a bunch of things. Keep the sound perfect. Get your questions ready for Ion.
Boop.
First statement. Yeah, Stoops. Sound down. That works. Okay, I'm going to unmute everybody just to see who comes in with a question. Right off. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
A question?
We got a question. Why are we here?
That's a good question. Let's see what people say. Okay, Roxy, why is Ion here?
Next.
Have you got an answer, Roxy? Oh,
bring us back to our power.
Ion's
always saying it's to get us back to God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey,
good.
Have I taken even one step in that direction, by the way?
Three.
That sounds good.
It's good. You're doing better than you used to.
I am.
Well, are you?
Okay. Cool. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Well, you probably wouldn't believe us either then.
All right, anybody there? What's that? Nope. Nobody
Pickles,
talking to Ion?
Pickles, is that you?
Yeah. Hello.
Nobody talking took advantage of our absence. Go ahead, Roxy, then.
No one is thinking of him.
Hello.
Ask your question.
Yeah, so the names, the seals, the Epsilon and the Delta are the three stars. So some people say they are the three kings. Some people say they're the pearls.
Shut up.
They really.
Okay. Quiet. Hey, go ahead, Rob.
Okay. We're sorry. We'll be better.
Let me mute everybody. I'm going to mute everybody. Just bring order here.
Hey.
Mute all.
All participants are now muted.
And then bring Ion in.
I have two LB
so,
special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a
yeah,
seed bun. On to double Quaker shake.
The image of the hunter that is supposed to be Orion also reminds me of San Michael. But what are the three stars of the belt, really?
What do the three stars represent, Ion?
We win it. There's Zeus, Epsilon, Delta.
That's their names, but what do they represent? Anything?
Jesus, pyramid.
Some people say
the pyramids.
The
oh, they represent the, hear that? Roxy said they represent the pyramids.
Yes, they're aligned with the stars. And many say that also represents the hypothalamus.
The what?
And the Nile is the column. The
oh.
Hypothalamus.
Oh, hypothalamus.
The Nile is the column. And the hypothalamus is what would be where Giza is.
Giza is. Is that applicable, Ion?
It can connect. It doesn't exactly, but it can connect.
Well, why are you talking about these three stars now, today, April 9th, no time left?
Oh, because y'all ask and you're ready to get this portion of the program right.
Right. So what is the significance we haven't discovered yet today?
Brian's belt.
What is the connection with the Panama Papers, with all these?
The Panama Papers?
Yes. You mean panty leaks? Yes.
Yes, panty leaks, right. All right, let me see if anybody else got some questions. Greg or Ginny?
Hey, I am.
Hey, how are you hanging tonight?
Good. Hey, Ion, they label chemical reactions as either exothermic or endothermic. And anytime I see something in science that's that delineate, you know, it's this or it's that, I'm like, well, no, there's going to be some other kind of chemical reaction that's not endothermic or exothermic. So if there's a chemical reaction that does give as an effect an extra heat and it's not exothermic, what could it be?
Prothermic.
Prothermic. What is prothermic?
It consumes heat.
Consumes heat. And is the effect of consuming heat that it gets hotter or it gets colder or neither?
Okay, neither.
Neither. Okay. What are the other characteristics?
When the constituent elements, they gain or consume heat, it would nullify heat. We would say a prothermic would take the heatness out of fire, maybe.
Hmm. That's not endothermic?
No.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to bring other people in.
But it still burns. See, it still burns. Endothermic still burns.
Okay. Thank you, Ian.
All right, Allison, you got a question, Allison? Or a statement?
Hi, Bob. No, I actually
Hello.
Called that game because I got... Hi, Ian. Because I got cut off. And... Originally,
That's better than getting cut up.
Yeah, that's so true. I have not been listening, and I've had this crazy ass day. But one of the things I wanted to ask before was about the Chambord staircase that Da Vinci apparently created, where if you went up. It was designed so that if somebody walked it, they could not see the faces of somebody else going down.
Right.
I wondered, you had mentioned this to me as being significant, actually for me, because I've been to Chambord in like 1979, I think it was, or earlier than that, whatever the dates were. And I thought it was intriguing that there are certain things in that castle that made it so that you couldn't see somebody else when they were doing certain things. Is there a significance
right.
that you... Okay. Is there something you want to say about that particular stance in that castle?
It's a connector. It's a connector because, and you're walking by right by somebody, and then somehow you're pitched to a way that you don't notice anyone else walking, and you have private areas where you're walking, and someone else is walking by, and you don't even notice them. It's the same pocket size. That's where some of the keys are laying.
Oh, okay. So some of the keys are laying where you're walking next to somebody, but you can't see them.
Maynard.
Say it again.
Maynard de Clenord.
Leonor, is that a person?
The place.
The place. Leonor de Clenord. Can you spell it?
Oh, hail spells. Yes, we can. M-A-N-O-I-R. D-A-L-A-N-O-R-D.
Thanks. I didn't even get the R's. And by the way, that cornbread was fabulous.
Ain't it banging, honey? You gotta get that orange skillet.
Yeah, it was so good. Okay. Okay, so is Chambord a particularly key point on this ascension ladder? Okay, that doesn't work. Let's see.
Pre-Chambord Bluff.
Pre-Chambord Bluff.
Bluff.
Spelling, please.
B-L-O-I-S.
Okay. Bluff. That, I should know what that means in French, but I don't.
Around Chambord, around Chambord.
Okay. Around Chambord.
Mont-Presse, oh. Chambord.
Mont-Presse. Okay. I seem to see some significance with me being there. I'm gonna switch here and go, did I know Ofenel? Who was I with Ofenel at this point? Yes?
Tim Shiner.
Tim, T-I-M?
Yes, T-I-M, yes.
Shiner. And I knew Ofenel at that point. Is there a... okay, I guess I'll just look that up.
Okay.
Okay. A little bit of a switch here. When we put our dog down today, I didn't feel anything electric, nothing strange, nothing extraordinary. What happens when a beast moves out of their meat sack?
Nothing. That's why it's a no-feeling place. Before, it would be wanting to stay because of you. But it became, you released it, you said it was okay, and it was okay. They were like, okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was totally okay. I'm the one that's still causing the anxiety in my own meat sack. But yeah, it's not anxiety, it's acknowledgement,
remorse.
I would say. Yeah.
It's remorse. You missed the bitch.
Oh, nice. Remorse. Okay, there was something, we had a discussion about duplicity. And you asked me if I knew what that meant. And because we couldn't really discuss it unless we defined what I thought that meant. I looked into it, and there was a lot of deceit, and the definitions were many in one direction, but is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, and the Loire Avello.
Loire Valley, Loire Avello?
Yeah.
Loire Avello.
With an acute accent over the E.
Okay. What do those two things have to do with each other? Loire Avello.
One of these things is not like the other. The other one of them is not.
Okay. I think the duplicity was...
It's a stage.
It's a stage in my development with the Hendiades, or with the...
Trying to get the rest of the Gutenberg galaxy out of your colon sweep.
Oh, nice. Okay. How am I doing with
that? We got to get that Gutenberg out of you.
am I the one impeding it?
Really writing and writing. How do you know the one that wrote the writing and wrote the reading right?
Okay, so
are we still doing the duplicity topic, or do you go to Gutenberg?
No, we moved on to Bloss and Chamborg now, Bob.
And to get the Gutenberg out of Allison.
Oh, we're working on that.
Floss and Chamborg, like in
Bloss. No, wait, we got this. Ready? B L O I S and Chamborg.
What does that mean, Roxy? What's that mean in French? Do you know, Roxy? B L O I S.
Again, which?
B L O I S. What's that mean? That's French.
Blois.
Yeah, Blois.
There is a castle, Blois.
Oh, so it doesn't have another kind of name. So it's a castle.
Castle. Also.
Yep.
And Chateau.
Chateau.
It's a city in France.
Chateau de Blois.
And it's also
a city. I think that was the castle where Frank grew up and then Leonardo died.
Oh, okay.
Even died.
King Frank grew up there, being Leonardo's buddy, and then he died there. Okay, Allison? Let's not get bogged down here. You want more topics, Allison?
No, we don't need to get bogged down. You go ahead and make it fly.
Oh, nice. That's so nice. Well, isn't this funny? Because this is recorded live between a recording studio audience.
Well, there's this person, 213. Let's just see. They haven't had a chance to talk. Miketis Telesi, 213-337. Do you have something to say? Yeah, it looks like you're speaking. Go ahead. Unmute yourself or something.
Bloop. Maybe they went to get a Tic Tac. Maybe they went to get a Tic Tac.
I think they're running. I think it's just down to their body running away.
Running away to go get a Tic Tac.
Yeah, running away. We caught her.
You have nothing to say? Orange Tic Tac.
Take your mute
before they get the Tic Tac. I got to get the Tic Tac out.
Can I ask something more, Bob?
Yeah, who's that?
It's Allison again.
Okay.
I just want to ask, Ian, it seems like so many of us who are involved in this scenario with you, or that you know that the experience with you,
guess could say involved,
connected.
Now we're getting hot. Okay, now you got it. Okay,
getting horny with
maybe. But is there baloney involved? We didn't know.
Having coitus with you.
Don't stop. You make us blush. You're still not woman enough to take my man. Don't you worry.
Well, we seem to have connections to each other beyond.
Always.
Okay. Do you see where I'm going with this, Bob? Where it's like we seem to all have a bit of a thread.
You don't want to hear my opinion.
Why don't
I? I don't know how we're connected. I'm connected to everybody. I don't know if the INET stand out that much. Whoever I engage, and I haven't engaged you lately, I'm connected to. Overlaps are happening.
Bob is speaking with such grand authority, like he knows what he speaks to. He doesn't know.
I do know. That's what I
Bob
do know.
Bob was yesterday, Bob.
Let's see. I had the same thing every day, so I know I had a salad. I'm having one right now, so I had a salad yesterday made by Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yeah,
and,
for your
yeah, and I had, that's about it. Plus my Remag, my magnesium. I had some pumpkin seeds and kettle chips. What were they? Sour cream chips, Carol? It's amazing I remember that label, but it was a big label, so it stuck in my eye. Sour cream chips.
I'm not making a big deal.
I do remember what I had. Ian's lying about me. Everything Ian says about me is a fucking distortion. Ian can't figure me out. I represent something more powerful than non-physical. And Ian is pissed, and he's trying to become me. It's the closest he takes the top person on the planet.
Ew.
Okay, let's become them.
Ew.
Wow. He mocked it all the way along.
We'd rather take antibiotics.
Yeah. He's been on a tear about antibiotics the past week. He hates antibiotics.
They call it poison.
Okay, so what's this connected theme? Carry on.
Well, no, the connected thing wasn't this, you know, kind of magical, oh boy, we're all connected kind of thing. It just seems like there's a bit of a script writing scenario, which maybe it did, you know, we're doing it right now, where you're retracing your steps with Ofanel and Roxy knew you at this point and so-and-so knew you here, and it just seems a little more than circumstantial that we're all just hanging in there. Madeline calls back in, and Barbara's still here, and
Andrea
and
came back. Andrea came back, according to Ion.
Who was Andrea? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember, but apparently she was here a long time ago.
Okay.
She used to be into the crystals and the angels.
Oh, right. I remember she was last week, or did she call in tonight?
She was in tonight as Phoenix, I think.
Yes.
She changed her name,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
And last week. She was here last week.
Okay, yeah.
So anyways, just listing off people.
Go ahead.
I just, whoever I engage with all these decades, I've been around a long time. I've interacted with a lot of people. I consider them connected to me when I connect with them.
Bob is saying he's promiscuous and he'll sleep with anybody, is what he's trying to say.
No, it's not true. I'm celibate. I'm just wrong. I'm celibate.
You're trying to sell it, Bob. You can't sell it. They won't pay you for that. You can't sell that.
I just sell a bit of it. Yes.
Leave the money on the nightstand.
You can have half orgasm. You can't have half.
Leave the money on the nightstand. You can have all of it.
And have we acknowledged Carolyn for her rendition of how
any lie I float, she backs up.
Well, no,
her
rendition of Carolyn's rendition of how you sound when you engage with Ion,
I don't understand why you people think that was accurate. It was quite shrill and hysterical. It did not approximate me at all.
It didn't.
Even I laughed at that.
It would be funny.
It would be funny if it wasn't so sad, wouldn't it?
Delusion. Bob's in the top quadrant forever.
Yeah, Bob, you were supposed to clip that and play it. I see it's quite absent from your repertoire.
It doesn't interest me. It's not that well done. I don't want to spread an illusion.
And Carolyn, at the time, Bob was like, yes, that's exactly right. That is exactly how I sound.
Fuck that shit. Whoever that was. Who was that guy? It was not
some college guy. College recorded.
Okay, well, that's
we'll have
enough.
To listen to it sometime. I was just praising Carolyn just to keep her involved. You know, she's a borderline case. She's watching TV. She hardly hangs around. Ines bored
doing
the hell
those
out of her.
Emails. Doing those emails, you know, got to have those.
Yeah, emailing herself, emailing. Looking for patients to email, writing books. So if she's going to say create something like she did, I'm going to encourage it. But privately, between you and me, Allison, it was crap. You know, it was nowhere near.
Oh, great. Privately between you and me on the recording.
Yeah.
For
I blocked everybody. I just blocked everybody. I can just block people.
Oh, I'm so glad it's just us. That's great.
And the oyster plant. And
the curmudgeon. Rises. You're a curmudgeon right now. You're a curmudgeon.
The oyster plant.
Orson Welles.
Oyster plant.
Okay.
You know what I...
Now, what did you want... what do you make of this connection to each other? Well, you know, you can go into it a bit, Allison.
Well, that's a good point. Ian, is there anything to it other than we're all disconnected because we are? Or is there something specific because... Bob brought us in?
Methyl glucose.
The meth. No.
Methyl glucose. Is that a technical term? Oh, she's looking up. She doesn't know it.
It sounds like methyl glucose. So it's, like Allison said, it's a methyl with a glucose... attachment.
Beer. Beer back.
With the what?
Beer back.
It's beer.
That's some beer back. It's amazing how come you're able to stay around so long tonight, Ion?
He was waiting for me.
We can't. We left hours ago.
Ion figured out how to do a back door. Yeah, Carolyn, did you find anything?
It's just the glucose with the methyl attachment.
So there's some
a monosaccharide kind of... derived from glucose.
So there's a connection chemically, an ooze,
yum.
An emanation.
Yum, ooh,
yum.
Something sticky.
Yum.
It's used as a chemical intermediate in the production of emollients, emulsifiers, humectants, moisturizers, thickening agents, plasticizers, surfactants, varnishes, and resins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay,
sticky together.
Yeah, there's stickiness happening. Mm. So let's see what...
She said the word. She said surfactant. She gets the Cupid doll. She said surfactant.
Okay, Eliza, you have your hand up. You wanted to talk to Ion or something?
Yes, yeah, hi. So last week when I asked what was the best quadrant to be in...
Hi, so. How are you?
I'm okay. When I asked about the best quadrant to be in last week, Ion, you responded 432 hertz. And 432 hertz... It's a natural musical pitch of the universe that gives a more harmonic and pleasant sound than the Western universal one that's for 40 hertz. So music that's tuned to 432 hertz is soft and brighter, and they say it gives greater clarity and it's easier on the ears. So is that going to be the frequency of the new environment?
No.
No, it's not. Hmm.
Ian, you would not measure the frequency or limit it to sound, correct? The frequency is not limited to sound.
Correct. It's not judged by sound. Frequency is not judged by sound.
Yeah, there's a good statement, people.
Okay. Hmm. So what's significant about the 432 hertz that made you respond to the question that it's the best quadrant to be in?
Well, that's understanding that you have 60 milligrams of lysine per kilogram of body weight.
So we have to have a greater amount of lysine in ourselves, in our body.
Approximately 4,200 milligrams of lysine a day if you're about 150 pounds, but 50. 10,000 if you eat like Bob.
That seems a lot.
We're talking about a lot's wife. She turned into salt. So Himalayan sea salt is good, or a good salt of mayor. But a lot's wife can't. Yeah, because she looked back. She didn't do it. She was like Sodom and Gomorrah be imploded.
Okay.
Is there lysine in RNA drops?
Yes.
Ion?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Joan says yes. Allison.
Thank you.
And there'll be extra lysine in the restructure as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and the more protein we have, the more lysine we'll get. Is that correct, Ion?
Yes, Eliza. When you look up lysine in food, just Google that. 100.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you see all kinds of interesting numbers. Yeah, Ion's been on about lysine from day one.
Right. So important. Ion, is the Sistine Chapel made up of white stone? Is Ion still there?
You're muted.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't think Ion's still here. Yeah, Ion went. So I want to get back to playing our backlog, which is just as good as Ion. It's Ion before moment. So if Ion might come back, I don't know, but this has been pretty unusual that Ion stayed.
Last week you stayed till 1 a.m. too. Bob, about the recording you just played a while ago, Ion said the married mongrels are going to have a play on your earth. who are they?
What's that? What's that, Count? What are married mongrels? Hybrids.
Talking about the dogs and cats lying together all the time, so that's what it made me think of, but I don't know what he means.
I was thinking of our new chemistry. Like, I'm the supreme married mongrel. I've got a lot of different weird chemistry in me. That's what I was thinking, chemically. I don't know if that's right. Okay, so Andrea, did you want to say something, Andrea? I see you came back in, have your hand up. I think that's Andrea, 208.
Yes, I was just wondering with some of the information that was disclosed earlier with the 8. because it was a 34-8 in the plasma. Did he disclose anything more about that?
I can't make out completely what you said. So anybody else know what Andrew's saying?
When Ion was on earlier.
Yeah. What did he talk about?
He was mentioning about the flutes and the eight flutes. And so I was wondering if he went into that differently, because then you guys started talking about the 16th chapel. And then I was thinking that the flutes were connected to the 16th chapel, and that's when he left. So that's why I was just kind of waiting for that connection.
Okay, I'm back. Can you answer that question, Ion? Something about the flute? You mean the musical flute, Andrea? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. We were comparing it to the trumpets. The trumpets are the same note.
So the trumpets and the flutes are the same. And are those also, since those were the configuration of eight, is that connected to the 16th chapel?
Yes.
Ian, someone asked it. Indigo, is there white stone in the Sistine Chapel?
Yes, they tried to remove two of them, but yeah, it's still there.
And when we flip over, will the 16 chapels still be 16 chapels, or will it become 32?
64.
That's what I thought, because that goes back to the original root of the eight that you brought up earlier, correct? So it'd be actually in the new dimension will become eight times eight, which then goes back to the flip-flop of 64.
And the cube root of 128.
Okay, very good. And will that then become the 432 that they were also talking about with the frequencies?
Ask it a different way.
Okay. How would you like for me to look at it?
We'll just ask the question a different way, because you won't like the answer.
What part of the frequency code is mine?
About all of it.
What frequency are you asking about, Andrea?
He asked for me to re-ask the question, so I just went to the simplest form that I wanted to know about.
Yeah, what's the question? Something about frequency? I have to write this down.
How much of the percentage of the frequency code is mine? And he said, why not all of it?
When you're interacting with the objects.
Is it limited because of the reality that I'm the realm of reality that I'm currently in?
Most definitely.
How do I open up beyond the ninth gate so I could keep manifesting in this realm? If I have to be in this realm,
You have to change your central nervous system.
Okay.
The receptor message is locked. So your frequency of discharge keeps hitting back, so you can't ever get past that code.
And how would you suggest that I reprogram that code? Do I have that capacity in this realm?
You do.
Can you initiate that program now?
We already have.
Thank you. Is there anything else I need to know tonight, Ion?
Tight.
Tight?
C-I-T-E.
Tight. And how would you translate that for my reality?
We wouldn't.
How should I?
Google it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Hold it. Let's hold it, Andrea. What was that site or site? What did he say? C-I-T-E or something? What was the answer?
We spelled it. Did we spell it too quickly?
Yeah, but you're muffled. We can't tell what letter you're even saying, even when you do it slowly. What did you get, Andrea?
I received in my reality C is in Charlie, I is in Idaho, T is in Tom, E is in Echo.
So sight. And what was that an answer to?
I don't know. I got to go Google it and find out.
Oh, okay. What else?
Would you like me to keep going back and decoding more, or should I go ahead and stop now, Ion, and call back after I decipher the site?
Probably, yeah, that's probably okay. But just remember, okay. You don't have to decode it. Just lather and repeat.
Just lather and repeat?
Rinse. Don't forget to rinse.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
I just got out of the shower because, yes, you did get me quite worked up earlier, both Bob and Ion, so I did have to go make sure to go take a shower before calling back in.
We understand. We hear it all the time.
I know you do. Thank you. Good night.
Super thank you. Let's see. Who else is here? Blocked. Blocked, I've unmuted you. Do you want to say something? I'm muting, unmuting. Do you hear the sound?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Bob. Hi, Ion and Caroline.
Hello.
This is Ophelia.
Sean? Oh, Ophelia.
Oh, Sean is my friend.
Are you in Cape Breton, Ophelia?
Come again?
Are you in Nova Scotia, or is that just Maria? Am I getting things mixed up?
No, Malaysia.
What?
Malaysia, Bob. Malaysia.
You're in Malaysia? Wow. Ophelia,
yes.
Malaysia.
Right there in your back door, Bob.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ophelia.
Just a quick question. I just want to ask Ion, there has been several incidents whereby something terrible almost happened to me, but was averted just in time by extraordinary circumstances. Was there an angel helping me all this while, or is it something else?
Twofold things happening. Some is angelic. There are other forces involved as well.
I can't hear you, sorry.
It's a change of the polar mass.
I see. I just started RNA about 1 over 1, but this happening.